It's 8:55, 30 degrees right now on Friends Plaza outside our WILL studios. And to bring us up to speed on the commodity markets on this Monday, we bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. We're starting out the week with the same way we kind of left it last Friday on a little weaker note here this morning. Outside markets continue to lean a little negative here this morning. We have crude down about 50 cents or so. Stock market with the Dow down about 250 points here. Morning. European stocks also weaker here this morning. So kind of a risk-off attitude here this morning. Grains, of course, falling along there too with some mostly lower prices here as we start a new week. March corn at 364.5, down 1.25. May corn at 369.5, also down 1.25. July corn at 374.75, down 1.25. East corn at 388, also down 1.25. March soybeans at 866.5, down 1 cent. May soybeans at 870, down 1.25. July soybeans 875.75, down 2 cents. November beans at 881.25, also down 2. March Chicago wheat at 465.25, down 1.5. May wheat at 468.75, down 1.75. July Chicago wheat at 473.75. Down 2 cents. Kansas City wheat shows March at 451.75, down 2.25. May at 461, down 2.5. And July Kansas City wheat at 470.75, down 2.25. No livestock trade here today as we got another 10 minutes or so before those markets get fired up. Like I said, outside markets mostly lower. Also seeing the dollar a little higher here today. Global news should be a little quieter this week. China's on a week-long New Year's holiday, and we are also seeing Brazil celebrating Carnival here for a couple of days, so should be quiet on that front. USDA did announce 100,000 tons of corn sold to Mexico here this morning. Failed to create much excitement, however, on the reopen here at 8:30. We do have export inspections out at 10 o'clock here this morning, not expecting any big too exciting there. What probably the biggest news of the week will be the USDA report tomorrow at 11 a.m. Expected to see an update on supply demand. No production updates, of course, with the final numbers being in January, but they are expecting maybe some slightly higher numbers for carryouts for corn, beans, and wheat, although typically the February crop report kind of registers in the non-event category. And also we'll see some production updates worldwide, but not expecting any great changes there as well. Argentina did get some rain over the weekend, so looking a little bit better there. Brazil, for the most part, weather still looks pretty favorable here as harvest progress continues to move along. Like I said, pretty quiet week here. We are seeing corn and soybeans, at least the nearby months, kind of trade down to the bottom end of the recent range. Expecting pretty quiet trade, at least quiet producer interest here to start the week here. Fund short covering also slowing up a little bit too. So more of the same here, Brian. Pretty quiet to start the week. We'll see if the USDA report or something else kind of comes to perk us up, but it looks like more of the same here with some sideways trade here to start the week.
All right, Aaron. Thanks a lot for that report.
Yep. Have a good day, Brian. Thank you.
You too. Bye. Aaron Curtis with Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois on this Monday. In your weather forecast, colder temperatures, snow showers likely, accumulation of up to an inch, temperatures falling into the mid-20s, northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Colder tonight, some more snow showers likely, another inch possible tonight, which would give us up to 2 inches total. The low 19 degrees with northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance of snow showers, the high 23, northwest winds 15 to 20. Mostly cloudy and colder tomorrow night, down to 7 for the low. Wednesday, partly sunny skies and a high of just 16 degrees. Thursday calls for partly cloudy skies and a high of 22. 26 the high Friday, 22 on Saturday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.